This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 334 for Monday, April 5th. I'm Phil Ferrante-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Monday, taking some direction from Chicago soybeans and soy oil as activity resumed after the long weekend. Canola was up by $2 to over $26. The most active May contract, it's up $26.40 at $767.20 per ton. New crop months lagging to the upside, November up $4.60 at $622.50 per ton. Concerns over tightening old crop supplies, as both exports and the domestic crush continue to run at a solid pace, were especially supportive. Dry weather conditions across much of the Canadian prairies ahead of spring seeding also underpinned the market. However, new crop contracts did lag to the upside, with traders anticipating increased seeded area. Strength in the Canadian dollar today, which neared the 80 U.S. cent mark, also pressured values. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while corn and wheat were mixed. Soybeans up 11 cents in the May contract at $14.12 per bushel. Chart-based speculative buying after the long weekend accounted for some of the strength as the bean market stabilized after seeing some large swings last week. Solid export demand and tightening old crop supplies were also supportive, with the need to encourage acres this spring. Last week's acreage estimates from the USDA did remain bullish, especially as early indications point to corn taking some area away from beans. But on the other side, rising production estimates out of South America did pressure values. The first weekly crop report of the year from the USDA will be released after the close, and it will show the planting pace to date. Corn, it was mixed with losses in the front months and gains in the more deferred positions. May down 6 cents at $5.53 per bushel. The acreage battle with soybeans did keep the new crop month supported, but relatively favorable seeding weather did pressure prices somewhat. A lack of fresh export news for corn also weighed on values. Wheat futures, they are mixed. Minneapolis up 8 cents in the May contract at $6.08 per bushel, but Kansas City down 2 cents in May at $5.63 per bushel. Chicago wheat up 7 cents in the May contract at $6.18 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of 130,000 tons of soft red winter wheat to unknown destinations this morning. That was especially supportive for the Chicago soft wheat contracts. Mounting drought concerns in the northern U.S. were supportive for the spring wheat market, with ideas beans and corn could also take some area away from wheat in the northern states, further underpinning the market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, April 5th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Ferrante-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.